Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
There's a new sculpture at the Horns Ferry Bridge. What's the story behind it? Let's go in-depth with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz. Marla, it was a long winter, wasn't it?
It was an extremely long winter. Yes, it was.
But spring's here and it's beautiful.
It is. It is. It's kind of been a long spring. Hopefully it will get to normal here pretty soon to where we can have some warmer days and some consistency with that. But everything seems to be working as normal on spring migration and the spring ephemerals, and we've got all kinds of things that we look forward to in the spring happening right now.
Well, what are our listeners hearing? I hope they can hear this beautiful, abundant bird song. What are they hearing?
They're hearing Baltimore Orioles. Oh. This happens to be peak migration. This Saturday actually is International Migratory Bird Day to celebrate all the returning birds that are coming in from the rainforest way far away. So most of the birds coming in now are colorful birds, our Baltimore Orioles, the hummingbirds, the buntings, the grosbeaks, all those brilliantly colored birds that are coming in to breed right around in Marion County.
And have you seen all those this year?
I have seen so far the hummingbird and the Baltimore Orioles. Had reports of the indigo buntings, and I've had an immature male rose-breasted grosbeak come in. So everything is kind of moving through. It's a good time to have oranges and jelly at your feeders and some extra food to help with their energy level, especially most of these birds are insect eaters, and so we don't have a lot of insects yet to get them going, and they need that little extra boost of still some bird seed in your feeders if you'd continue feeding maybe through migration.
When we're at the north end of the Horns Ferry Bridge down by Howell Station right on the Des Moines River, and it's just beautiful here.
It is. It's very beautiful here, especially in the morning with the sun coming up and reflections and shadows and birds singing. And right now there's pelicans along the river, and you can hear, you know, different birds that are surrounding the corridor here. And it's just pretty fascinating.
And a couple guys fishing.
Yes, there's always somebody fishing right around here, just off the jetties. And it's just a nice, serene place to be.
Well, and you brought me out for a special reason this morning. There's a new piece of art. Can you tell people about it?
I sure can. Last spring, we applied with the Marion County Community Grant Foundation and received a grant for $2,500 to work with signage and maybe an artistic sculpture at Horns Ferry to kind of promote water migration, the corridor, kind of celebrate the river corridor. And of course, birds are always around, and that's what you mostly would see from the observation area of the bridge. So James Washington actually cut out 9 different species of birds that are commonly found around the Des Moines River and just off of Horns Ferry Bridge, and created metal sculptures, put them on a wrought iron fence. And actually it's kind of serves many purposes. It's a nice added addition to the bridge area and to the entrance of the bridge, but it's also a good place for maybe the kids to come and visit. The bridge is actually an observation area and gets utilized by thousands of people a year, but kids aren't going to read signage, and it's very difficult for them to see around the bridge because it has fencing for safety and security. So this structure is highlighted where kids can come up and actually view some of the birds that they might be seeing around Horns Ferry and along the river, and they can see how large they are, maybe how big the wingspan is, and just get an idea of their characteristics and have them close by to where they can touch it and see it. And it's a great photo op. But it just kind of brings that connection between the bridge, the river, the things that we have here. It brings to us to mind the global and local connection that we have, you know, from the Des Moines River to the Mississippi onto the Gulf of Mexico. So it's something that we can all watch and bring to life how important our water is, the species that live around our corridors, our natural resources. Conservation efforts are usually along the river and through the communities of river corridors. The Gladys Black Eagle Refuge, of course, is straight across from Horns Ferry, and so that's a great conservation effort to hold the historic roost of the eagles.
More in depth after this. I continue my conversation with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz about the new sculpture at the Horns Ferry Bridge. It's beautiful artwork, but it's also huge. I'm guessing it's what? Well, most of it's 6 feet tall, but it looks like maybe it gets close to 8 feet tall with the head of the vulture.
Yes, the turkey vulture.
Yeah, the turkey vulture, and then it's maybe 30 feet long?
It's a little over 25 feet long.
25?
Uh-huh. And we tried to get the wingspans appropriate according to the species of birds. Working with science and dealing with nature so much, I had this idea of doing 3 water birds, 3 raptors, and 3 birds that are important to the corridor, such as woodland birds, wood duck, the barred owl, and the pileated woodpecker, which we've been able to view lately. And of course, it doesn't work that way when you go to create something. It's amazing. James built the fence, the wrought iron fence, the staff. We were holding up the birds, and all of a sudden it just fell into place as it was supposed to be, rather than being something planned and designed and followed through. It just kind of magically came together into what it wanted to be.
So what birds are here?
We actually have, starting with the American white pelican, which is one of our oldest bird species. We have wood duck. We have the trumpeter swan, which has now been a reintroduced species back in Iowa after it was extirpated. It was an endangered species at one time. Of course, our American bald eagle, in which we take a lot of pride and joy and have worked very hard throughout Iowa and the United States to get our national symbol back. We have the osprey, which is the only truly fish-eating bird, and they were reintroduced to the Lake Red Rock area starting in 2005 through 2011. So we're starting to see some osprey returning into Iowa and nesting and reestablishing those birds. We have the barred owl, which the barred owl is very important to our river corridors. Of course, it's one of our great rodent eaters and nest in hollow trees. They need cavities, which is very important for these species. We have the turkey vulture. And in its design, it's how they look so prehistoric when they're mm-hmm. sunning and drying their wings. But they are a very important and vital bird to our environment because they clean it up. They're basically our cleanup committee. We have the great blue heron, which you commonly see along the river. But it's also important to have a lot of trees accessible around the streams and communities because they actually nest in the top of the trees called rookeries. And then we have the pileated woodpecker, which is a very large woodpecker. We haven't had those here for very many years, and they're finally starting to to make a comeback around this area, and of course they need a lot of tree areas too. And so it's the importance of water, but it's also importance of the trees and the corridor and keeping it as natural as we possibly can.
Well, and these are neat for kids too, because you can just touch them. I mean, I guess we don't want them hanging on them, but they can touch and
yes,
feel and get a sense of the artwork and of the bird.
Yes, and over time, they are cut out of quarter-inch steel, and so they will rust in time and blend in more with the bridge area and the environment itself. So time will, you know, of course, enhance the structure itself. But the artistic venue for the bridge, I love it. I think that everyone will enjoy it as they come visit the bridge and do some birding and listen to the sounds of the river, and hopefully people who are camping around Howell Station and just enjoy the trails below the dam will come and visit and just kind of check it out. Notice the history of Horns Ferry Bridge, and there's things that are here for adult reading, and there's things here to interact with kids now.
More in depth after this. I continue my conversation with Marion County naturalist Marla Mertz about the new sculpture at the Horns Ferry Bridge. Well, and it's the integration of the history of Marion County and of nature. That's cool.
Yes.
Horns Ferry Bridge was the first bridge across the river in the county.
Yes, it was. It's what connected everything together.
It was the only thing, only way to Pella and Knoxville.
That's right.
And then now, so the bridge is celebrated, what's left of it. It's just there as an observation point. I don't know all of the history, but it was closed, and then part of it fell in. But it has been used for a long time, except for people like us that come out and enjoy nature.
Right. Thousands of people every year, especially in the winter. We've got a lot of historic roost sites for the bald eagles. And, of course, we get a huge migration from the north of bald eagles that spend the winter here feeding on shad and some of the fish that are stunned through the dam. And it's a good area for them to be. It also allows them to conserve energy in our cold winters, along with open water that's necessary. And some of these birds will stay here all winter, but we've got a lot of birds here that are celebrated just because they don't just live here. They also live in South America for part of the year. So we have some birds that breed here and live in South America for half their life as well.
Well, and James certainly deserves some kudos for his artwork. I mean, he cut this by hand, you say?
He did. When we brought the idea to James, he just grasped it. He was very excited to work with us in the community. He has such a passion, and he said if he did them by hand and worked with them by hand, he could highlight the birds a little bit better and get to know them a little bit better, and things just started falling into place. So he did spend an incredible amount of time not only with the birds but creating the wrought iron fence that they are welded to. And we have a few details left to complete, but for the majority, the birds are up, and it's just a fascinating place to visit.
Well, and at least some of these are from Ron Holsey's wonderful photographs, aren't they?
Yes, some of them are.
And some of yours, I'm guessing?
Yes, we kind of just went through, and instead of just having wings spread out to where you could, you know, just choose a wing to stand up against, it's really the amazing birds that we want to see and capture their actions, what they do, how they really look, you know, along the river or along the woodland. And it just kind of captures their essence, their behavior, their importance. But you can take away with it what you want. It's just a a really good place for everyone to come and take some photographs. If you hear all the birds around right now, it's just so loud. And you get away from the city sounds. You hear birds, you hear people talking and fishing, you hear, lots of times you'll hear boats going up and down the river occasionally, but you just get to hear and see an expression, basically, of the importance of the Des Moines River here at the bridge.
Well, I think it's a perfect day to play hooky and maybe take a walk and do a little bird watching. What do you think?
I think so, too. It's always a good day to play hooky and go bird watching, but I didn't tell you that.
Thanks to Marla Mertz for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.